This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Four French police officers have been charged in connection to the beating and racial abuse of a black music producer days after the incident in Paris that intensified controversy over a proposed security law. The beating of music producer Michel Zecler was exposed in video footage published online last week. Critics say it's an example of institutionalized racism among French law enforcement, targeting people who are black or Arab. An investigating magistrate ruled early Monday morning to charge the officers with willful violence by a person holding public authority. They were also charged with forgery, according to a judicial source speaking to the French news agency. Two of the police officers remain behind bars. The other two were put out on conditional release, according to the source speaking to AFP. A Paris prosecutor on Sunday called for the officers to be charged specifically with using racial abuse. On Saturday, police arrested 81 people during protests against a security bill that would restrict the right to publish images that could identify individual police officers on duty. The bill would criminalize publishing images of on-duty police with the intent of harming their physical or psychological integrity. New Zealand's workplace regulator WorkSafe has filed charges against 13 parties following an investigation into a volcanic eruption on White Island in 2019, in which 22 people died. The surprise eruption on December 9th killed 22 people and injured dozens. The majority of the casualties were tourists from a cruise ship. Those who were charged were people who were charged with allowing tourists onto the island at a time when the eruption risk was at a heightened state. This is VOA News. Australian firefighters are struggling to control a massive bushfire that already destroyed 40% of a UNESCO World Heritage Site, Fraser Island, before a heat wave hits on Monday. The fire on Fraser Island off Australia's east coast has been raging for more than 6 weeks. It's consuming large swaths of the island's forests. Temperatures are forecast to peak at 34 degrees Celsius, that's 93 degrees Fahrenheit, on Monday as a heat wave sweeps across the region. Hotter conditions could fuel the blaze. Authorities have banned visitors from traveling to Fraser Island and restricted ferry services until further notice. Fraser Island is listed as a World Heritage Site for its rainforests and its complex system of sand dunes that are still evolving. It's also known for its large population of dingoes or wild dogs. Data from Johns Hopkins University shows U.S. COVID-19 cases have swollen to more than 13 million, with more than 266,000 Americans having died of infections. The nation's top infectious disease expert says things are not getting better anytime soon. Dr. Anthony Fauci spoke to ABC's This Week on Sunday. He said help is on the way and that the initial supply of vaccines might be available by mid-December. He said health experts are empathetic about the fatigue of Americans who've been wearing masks and staying indoors and being careful about being exposed to the virus. He said those methods, however, do make a difference. Millions of Americans curtailed their traditional family gatherings for last Thursday's annual Thanksgiving holiday. However, millions of others ignored those warnings from healthcare experts against traveling and went ahead to visit far-flung relatives for fear of spreading the virus. Fauci said another surge in virus infections could result of last weekend's holiday. President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris on Sunday announced they'll have an all-female communications team when they begin their administration in January. Kate Bedingfield, who served as the communications director for the Biden-Harris campaign, was named the White House Communications Director. Jen Psaki, who held several communications positions under the Obama administration, has been named the White House Press Secretary. The women are some of the latest people being named by the incoming administration as they prepare to take office in January. Biden has already named his picks for members of his national security team, his Secretary of State, and his Secretary of the Treasury. You can keep up on all the stories that we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and from Washington, you're listening to VOA News.